unbelievable performance by your gals. You talked about something in the pregame show. You said we've got to have the real deep in the gut. We've got to play like warriors tonight, and they certainly did.
Wow, yeah. You know, number one, just really proud of the effort that we played with. I was concerned when we got down 11. I thought that we came out of the second half. We got into some foul trouble, obviously, with Tamara on the bench, Talia Pope on the bench. You know, they were able to kind of break away a little bit. But we just really stuck with it and made some plays, did a great job at the free throw line. You know, the keys of the game that we talked about, transition defense, right on point. Execution, right on point. Shot selection, really good. Took care of the basketball, really good. So I knew that if we did that, we just had to keep it close. I kept telling them all week, we just got to keep it close. We got to keep it close. They have everything to lose. We've got nothing to lose. Our crowd's going to be great. We had the sixth man. They were awesome. I'm so thankful for our student body. They were really awesome. Really proud of our team.
And it was. It was outstanding. You talk about taking care of the basketball. We still had 19 turnovers in the ball game and still able to get this thing accomplished. They only had 14. You talked about foul trouble, and you had to leave Tamara Jones on the bench for quite a while. But were you intending to leave her that long on the bench?
Well, I thought that if we left her long enough, she could finish the game. And I thought that she really needed to get regrouped and kind of get adjusted to the game again. They started getting her really frustrated, you know, put her back in the game. She made some big plays. I just wanted to make sure that we finished the game with her. Obviously, it worked out in our favor because we did go into overtime. I believe that if we would have put her in right at the media like we originally planned, but we thought if we could just keep it close enough to get her to 8 minutes, that we could finish the game with her. And then it worked out because we went into overtime. She wasn't in foul trouble. You know, our turnovers, we had 19. Three of those were offensive fouls, but they weren't timely turnovers. They weren't turnovers. We either threw it out of bounds or dribbled it out of bounds or traveled, and it was a dead ball type of turnover. We did have a few. Mikel got her pocket picked a couple times, but our turnovers were not bad turnovers. They were playmaking kind of turnovers where we were able to get back on defense. We really slowed the pace of the game down, got Hutchison out of their running game, and they really struggled. That's how they want to play. We forced it to a grind-out game, and it really worked in our favor.
Certainly did, and I want to bring up one more player here. Well, I'd like to bring them all up here, but how about Nikki Young? What an outstanding job that she did tonight, and I had her for 7 rebounds here, and the one play where she got the block, she got the rebound, and she got the stick back too as well. I thought she played extremely well.
Well, we've always said that she's our best post defender as far as having someone who is a back-to-the-basket player like Jasmine Patterson. Jasmine Patterson's a high major player, and she really killed us in the first half, and we had Nikki in the on the bench a lot of the first half. We knew that if we put Tamara on her, they'd just go at her, try to get her in foul trouble. We thought if we had Denny on her, same thing. You know, Nicole played great defense. I thought Denny Jacobs had a great game, too. She was really big time. I think she had 18 points. And I have been very hard on Denny. She has been very disappointed in herself. Really proud of how she stepped up tonight.
Well, she really did. Actually, officially 17 points for her, Tamara Jones with 18, 11 for Mikel Chin. Steps up there, knocks down the free throws. Matter of fact, she was perfect tonight from the line. She goes 7 for 7. Clutch deal there to get you the 2-point lead in the overtime. And then she comes up with a steal.
There's no doubt about it. She played big for us. The play that I remember is that I believe she had an and one in the middle of the lane. And you're not going to find a player who's grittier than Mikel Chin. I mean, there's times where it's like, did she tear her ACL again out there? And she's on the floor, and I'm thinking, is she going to be able to shoot the free throws? But, of course, she's going to get up. There's no gutsier player than Mikel. I thought she over-dribbled a few times. She got it corrected. She adjusted, got the ball out of her hands a little bit, made some great passes down the stretch. Still had some turnovers that we got to get, corrected, but just really proud of the play. Obviously, Allegra Chisholm has had an extremely emotional day. For her to come back and play in the game obviously meant a lot to our team, and our prayers are definitely with her mother.
Right, absolutely, and that was great that she was able to make that back, and blessings and prayers for her mother too as well. You know, I just have to say this, you know, after last week, and you look at that whole situation and how that they played down there and how that they played here, it's from the outhouse to the penthouse, really, in less than a week's time here, and you knock off the number one team. What was the reaction and the feeling in the locker room? It had to be ecstatic.
They were going crazy. the locker room security actually came through and locked the locker room, so they were all waiting outside in the hallway. I think a couple of them were in tears, a lot of hugging. Obviously, they threw me in the middle, put their arms around me. It was, you know, a really big win, obviously. I'm not sure the exact stat, but I believe it's the first time that Hutch has lost a conference game in maybe 2 years. I don't believe in the last two seasons they've lost, and obviously this season they haven't lost yet. So it's a really big program win. Not very often as a head coach, and are you able to get the win over the number one team in the nation? So it'll definitely go down in my history book of one of the greatest wins of my career, obviously, so far.
Congratulations. More we're going to talk about, and we'll certainly talk about it next week on the Buster's Coaches Show, but lots more to come your way. You got to make the trip down to Barton County on Saturday. As a matter of fact, Barton County lost tonight to Dodge City down there at United Wireless Arena. How about that? And talk about Barton.
It's almost the worst case scenario you could possibly have. You know, we're coming off of the biggest win of our season, and they're coming off of the worst loss of their season. And, you know, that's like oil and water. You know, we've got to make sure that tomorrow we come out and have a very gritty practice and really get back to it. You know, I've challenged them to enjoy this for the rest of the night, but make sure that they wake up thinking about Barton County, because this win doesn't mean a whole lot if we don't go on the road and take care of business. And, you know, in 3 days, the change that we made to the better, we have to make sure that we continue to move on a path of being successful and getting better. Our team needs to get better. Our guard play has got to get better, you know, and taking care of the basketball and entering the ball into Tamara and Denny. But I don't want to take anything away from this win. I give the credit to all the team and the student body tonight.